First of all, I would like to congratulate each of you because we are so fortunate that in the midst of lots of hustle and bustle of nowadays, each of us, we managed to be with the Almighty. Every time when Baba comes and whenever I am about to attend the meeting with Avyakt Bab Dada, I would say to Baba that, Baba, this is going to be the first time for me to have a meeting with you. Why is it so? Since childhood onwards and since last many years, I have remained, or I am fortunate, and that is why up until now I am enjoying so many meetings with Bab Dada. But the point is that yesterday, the meeting which I or each of us, we enjoyed, it was the first meeting at a specific time of the Kalpa, isn't it? In last Kalpa, we met it. But then this time, it is the first time. Within the coming Kalpa, again we'll enjoy the meeting, but again at that time, it will be the first one on the specific day. I don't know whether I'm making the sense, but the point is that every time is something new. Every time Baba is allowing us to grow. When any flower is there, any flower before it is fully blossomed, we know that gradually, you know, when the sunlight is coming upon or is being showered upon that little bud, gradually each and every petal comes up. And ultimately within the full sunshine, that complete blossomed flower is there to provide beauty and the fragrance. In the same manner, each soul, each of us, we are holding so many petals of the powers, divine qualities and whatnot. So when every time we are there with Baba, or the way Sister Jayanti was explaining that yoga is not the matter of half an hour or 10 minutes or something like that, but it is the matter of whole lifetime. Our life has to be, because what we are known as Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, that is as if the surname, but what we are Raj Yogis. And who can be given that title? The one who is leading or enjoying yoga at every single moment in his or her life, then that title has to be given to that personality. Now, today I am not here to as if give you the class, but definitely I am going to share something about the experiment. And what happens that when Baba gives us any murli, after that, some of you, all of us, we know that, you know, what is the beauty of churning. And those who have done sincere churning, I know that they would have been empowered. And when we share that churning with others, it gives us more power and enlightenment. And that is why today it would be my kind effort to share that churning in front of you. You know, last time Baba said that just a minute. It was a nice project, and there is no doubt about that, that many souls, they would have been benefited by that. But as far as I have noticed, you know, when we are dealing with our efforts, when we are aware about our progress, spiritual progress. And at the time, Baba says that nothing is enough. If I am improving my Amritvela meditation, and for days and days and months, and for so many years I would be doing that regularly, again, that only is not enough. I have to then focus upon another aspect of this Brahmin life, whether it is the subject of knowledge, whether it is the subject of inculcation of divine virtues, whether it is the subject of godly service. Each and every subject requires our complete attention, plus sincere efforts. And day by day, each of us, we are doing that. But in front of Baba, or what Baba says, my dear child, still you have to go ahead. This is not enough. We know that if any child, if any son, the one who is brilliant and he has got good results, let us say at 10th standard or any other class, and whatsoever distinction marks that child would have attained, and when he comes back with that result and would show it to the parents, and they would say that, yeah, this is fine, but this is not enough. Still you have to catch up in this. Still you have to do more efforts in this aspect. So are they not happy with us? They are happy with us, but they are more interested within our qualified or excellent progress. And that is why this experiment is going to be very much helpful. So, after just a moment, Baba said that just a moment is not a big deal. If you can show wonders with the help of spiritual powers within a second, then it's going to be called real miracle. So I was thinking a lot about that why Baba said just a second. In yesterday's Murali also Baba said that realize the importance of time. So again and again Baba is drawing our attention towards the importance of time. And not only that, whilst keeping the importance of time in our mind, we are not supposed to be time conscious. Generally speaking, what happens? Every day we are time conscious. Oh, it's 10:30, now I'm supposed to have traffic control. Oh, it's 12 o'clock, I'm supposed to do this or do that. So we are used to move forward during a day and ultimately during the whole lifetime with the pace of time itself. But what Baba has taught us is that we are supposed to go beyond time, beyond the bondage of time. And for that, this just a second, that suggestion given by Baba, that is so accurate. It is so important. Once we are going to literally do that experiment, I think you would also agree with this opinion. Now, when we are going to do the experiment, in any yoga experiment, I know that visualization and vision, up to how much extent they are useful to us. When having any experiment, what we are supposed to do, we are supposed to combine mind and intellect together. Within mind, we are having feelings or emotions. And within our intellect, we are having understanding, wisdom. When both this, they are going to be united, then only we can have experience or the fulfillment of our own target. Let me give you an example. All of us, we know about apples. Variety types of apples, they are available. If I say a Mexican apple, you know, parrot green colored apple. You haven't seen that. Ooh. Okay, it's really nice and it's having the green, parrot green color. Oh, okay. Okay, green apple. Sorry? Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry about the country, but that I have seen it and it's a little bit sour in taste. So the point is that all of us, we are aware about it. And do I have to bring that apple and then show it to you? Okay, in your case, it might be that thing. But still, okay, any apple, am I supposed to get it and then hold it in my hand and then only you can understand that this is called apple? No. When we were young, we were given that information. So that understanding, that knowledge is there. And with that, we are going to add the feelings. What type of feelings? It's been said, and healthcare people, they might be knowing much more, that an apple a day keeps doctor away. So, with that understanding again, with love, if I'm going to enjoy an apple every day, is going to bring change in my life. Well, the point is that the vision and the understanding, both of them, they have to go together. And that's why, whilst having meditation, sometimes we emphasize upon our feelings or emotions, that Baba, you are great, Baba, you have done a lot for me and whatnot. And sometimes we are holding the understanding only, that Baba, you are the ocean of love, Baba, you are the ocean of truth and whatnot. But when we combine both these aspects, then only real realization can happen. And that is why within this project of just a second, we are going to have the combination of both these faculties of ours as well as the powers of both these faculties. Before we literally do the experiment of just a second, I would like to, let's say, offer. You know, yesterday Baba was giving the Murali again. Baba offered a nice mental exercise. Baba said that hold a determined thought and then fly up there in the sweet silence home and then emerge yourself in the new world. So, let us first have that experiment. I'll give the commentary and let us see what happens. So, within this, actually we are going to have the vision of during the Diwali festival, so many fireworks, they had been, offered. So some fireworks, they offer the beauty that first of all the ignition is there, and then the light, or whatever that ball is, so that will go up high, and up high there'll be the blast, and colorful rays and stars, they are going to be showered. That beautiful scenario, I think you would have experienced that. So in the same manner, we are going to have that vision in our mind and we'll add feelings also into it. So let us fly. Om Shanti. In the form of a shining star. A flying star. I start my journey beyond. How wonderful and powerful star I am. I am an eternal star. I am a lovely star. I am a selected star by God the Father. How fortunate I am. In the form of a free flying star. I start flying. Towards the sweet silence home. As soon as I reach here, I, the star, I'm being showered by the unlimited, blissful, divine light of the Almighty. Experience unlimited bliss and happiness, the supreme star. My most beloved Shiv Baba and myself, and now I'm also able to realize the presence of another two most powerful and beautiful stars. My dear Brahma Baba and my lovely mother Mama and myself, three of us, three beautiful stars. We are being showered the unlimited light and might by the Almighty Shiv Baba. We are the most fortunate souls. am holding the fortune of complete health, wealth and happiness of the new world by Shiv Baba himself. So now, three of us, three powerful stars, we start our journey towards the Earth planet. Again, in the form of flying stars, we keep flying together. We are original, eternal, deity souls. We enter into the new world, heaven itself. And we take the form of deities, the world emperor Sri Narayan, the world empress Sri Lakshmi, and I, the prince. We are surrounded by the beautiful environment. I the soul, I the prince, I have enjoyed complete health, wealth and happiness along with Brahma Baba and Mama for so many years. With this awareness and enlightenment, now I bring my complete attention within the present time. So this time, actually, this mental exercise, what Baba offered it to us, it was different from other or past exercises, the one which we already know about three forms or five forms, etc. And now, when we want to enjoy just a second's project, then there are certain key ingredients. So the first one is determination. Without determination, we can't put this experiment into practice. What will happen that in just a second, suppose the person who is holding negative feeling towards me, and if he arrives in front of me, so there is a question that at that time, will I be able to hold pure wishes and pure thoughts towards that person? If I am not going to have determination within myself, then at that time it's going to be something challenging. And that's why no matter what, and that is why in one of the Murlis, Baba said that from Amritvela onwards, even if somebody like the personality of Ravana or the devil, even though that type of personality comes in front of you, but you are supposed to keep showering blessings upon those types of personalities also. And for that, actually speaking, we need great spiritual strength. And then that spiritual strength can be reflected in the form of determination. And secondly, divine light. In just a second experiment, we are going to enjoy the beauty of spiritual light. You know, all of us, we remember Baba with various types of forms of himself. Sometimes we remember in the form of him being the ocean of light or ocean of power. But very few of us, we remember Shiv Baba in the form of ocean of light. It is the wonderful, or I think it is the most enlightening form of Baba. Baba, the point of light, and Baba, the ocean of light. So when we are remembering Baba, we are grasping the spiritual light, divine light from Baba a great deal. When we remember Baba much more, then the accumulation of that light, and then that light in this physical world is going to be known in the form of electromagnetic power. So in science there is electrical power. When the switch is on and the tube light is on or ignited, at the time only we can feel that, oh, electricity power is there. So with the help of light within the field of science, we are able to see so many miracles, or we are able to utilize in different manner. In the same manner now, when we do meditation, we are accumulating the power of light from Baba. And then that divine light is going to be useful for this project of just a second. We'll go through that experience also. And the third ingredient is going to be is concentration. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said that why do you, let's say, reject, or why still we neglect the power of concentration. I think you, all of you, you are aware about the example of Arjuna. When he was young, at the time, the Guruji, he was teaching them the art of, let's say, hitting arrows. And at that time, there was the bird on the topmost branch of the tall tree. So all the other kids, they were asked that, now, what do you see? What type of target would you hold? Everybody said something different. Whereas in the case of Arjuna, what he said, I'm able to see the eye of that bird. And naturally, he hit that target. In our case, up to how much extent we are holding the power of concentration. So, concentration power is also required. And another point is willpower. Our willpower can provide different types of wonders. There is a nice technique that how we can increase the percentage of willpower. You know, every day, each of us, we are performing different types of activities.
And sometimes it happens that, suppose it's lunch time, but I don't want to enjoy it now. Suppose I'm supposed to study, but I don't want to study now. In today's blessing, in today's Murali's blessing, Baba was saying that many a times our moods, they keep fluctuating. Why? Because of the lacking of willpower. So, even though whatsoever smallest type of job work I'm supposed to perform at a particular time, if I'm going to keep doing that with great interest, then only my willpower is going to be increased. Well, there are many ways and means to increase this willpower, but this is a lovely technique that at whatsoever particular time during the day, whatsoever particular activity I'm supposed to do, let me not ignore it or let me not do it without the interest of mine. But if I'm going to do it with my own interest, then that practice of mine is going to be helpful to increase willpower. And another aspect is awareness. Every day, again, we wake up and we get ready and do Amrit Vela. Means all the types of activities we keep doing. But sometimes it happens that it becomes monotonous. And that is why even if we are there, we don't realize. Even if I am there, but I am not aware about my own existence. When we see in the mirror and at that time, we do realize that, oh, I am there. So, that is as if the physical aspect of realizing our own awareness. But during the practice of meditation, then in the form of the soul or the star or whatever vision we are holding about the self, so through that then we become more and more aware. But for enjoying just a second, we really have to pay attention about this aspect of awareness. And the last point is that if we are not going to have pure feelings and best wishes towards each and everybody, then we are not going to be successful within this project. So, let us practically do this experiment. In this experiment, what we are supposed to do is that you can hold any vision, the image of any, let's say, symbol in your mind, and just for few minutes I'm going to give you a little commentary, and at that time please do follow me. So what we are going to do is you emerge somebody in front of you, and whatever instant blessing comes up in your mind, shower that blessing upon that person. Can you do that with me? Okay. So, it's your choice to emerge somebody, the one who is most beloved to you, a person in your life in front of you, through your powerful drishti, you are seeing that person in front of you. You are seeing within the eyes of that person, or you can see upon the forehead of that person. And right now, shower a specific blessing upon that personality. that person is in front of you, and upon the forehead you are able to see the shining star. The personality, the person disappears, and gradually the star, the soul, also disappears. And now, bring in front of you the image of the person who is not a friend of yours. The person who has created lots of obstacles in your life, so-called enemy. So bring that enemy in front of you. Focus upon the eyes of that person with a lovely smile. Emerge the shining star upon the forehead of that person. And now, shower a special blessing upon this person too. As soon as you offer the incognito gift of a special blessing to that person, that person smiles at you. And gradually, that person also disappears. Only the soul, the star, remains in front of you. And that also disappears. Well, in the form of commentary I had to explain, but otherwise, as soon as I see somebody and at the time when my eyes, they met with the other person's eyes, immediately speaking, I can, you know, shower that powerful thought upon that personality. And then that is going to work in the form of wonder. Now, this is not the matter of, you know, half an hour practice or something like that, but at least for 20 days, 30 days, if you are going to do this every now and then only the benefits can be realized. So now I'm going to share that how this can be practiced or how we can implement this particular aspect in a real manner. In science, we know that sometimes lightning occurs, and sometimes you might have got the chance to see how it occurs. Within fraction of seconds, the lightning is, you know, there, and okay, within seconds it's going to be disappeared. But how powerful it is. So this just a second's project or this experiment is also going to be something like the lightning. It's also going to be in the form of an arrow. Once I set the target in my mind that, okay, I want to focus upon the forehead of that person or the eyes of that person or the whole personality or a particular place, once I have set that target in my mind, I'm supposed to keep the blessing along with me that may God bless you, be happy. It's your choice. But it has to be very short and sweet so that it can bring some results. And so it's going to be like an arrow. My that thought itself is going to be like the arrow. Or sometimes it would work in the form of missiles. You know, missiles, once they had been dropped, they can, within fraction of seconds, they can destroy so many towns together. In the same manner, if my thought is going to be there in the form of, let's say, missile, it can destroy the negativity of that opposite person, the one who is holding. So all the negative. Now, this has to be experimented. I think you might be aware about spark. In spark, they do these types of experiments. That through drishti, what types of experiments we can do through, with the help of thoughts, what types of experiments we can enjoy. And this practice, this experiment, it can be realized in the form of the usage of X-rays. In medical field, for certain, you know, for diagnosing some disease or some checking itself, they are used to use this. So X-rays can't be taken for so many minutes. It is related with some seconds only, fraction of second maybe. And at the airport, we know that our each and every luggage item, whether it is a big bag or handbag or whatever, each and every article is going to be passed through that channel for screening purpose. And even though the hard body type of, you know, bag is there, but whatsoever things they are kept within that big bag, within fraction of seconds only, they are able to see that what has been kept in it. So, as Baba says, that can you feel that what is the demand of the person who has come in front of you? So some people, they would come in front of us with some wishes, some desires. Somebody would like to have peace of mind, somebody would like to have, you know, solace or compassion, or somebody would like to kill us, or it can be anything. And at that time, with the help of this strong vision, powerful vision, if I'm going to have the screening, then I'll be able to understand that what's the, you know, idea of that person. And accordingly, I'll be able to fulfill the wish. Well, I won't allow that person to kill me, but then I'll be able to protect myself. And when Baba said that it's a matter of just a second, it's a matter of just a second, and I kept thinking, and we know that nowadays people, they are holding digital cameras. And once the click is on, you know, powerful flashing light comes up and it covers whatsoever, you know, area is been focused upon within the photograph. So within that photograph, each and every single detail can be covered. So with the help of just a second, you know, I'm supposed to, let's say, have the image of camera in my mind, and through my eyes, through my vision, I can, you know, have the clicking experience, and I can provide blessings to those people. And another analogy it can be used is of traffic signals. You know, all the traffic signals, they keep beeping or flashing like that. And at the major junction, so many cars with the drivers and people within those vehicles. So all the drivers, they become so much aware, alert, with the help of those signals. So in the same manner, if I am enjoying this just a second experiment, so wherever I would be, you know, I'll offer myself, my personality to them in the form of, you know, signals. I'll be able to give them the signal of, let's say, sweet silence home, or the presence of mine, means I, the soul, I'll be revealed to them in the form of the point of light, or my own deity form. It can be anything. Now, in practical experiment, we are supposed to have the powerful thought and then the powerful vision. It can be in the form of arrow, so that it's going to be something interesting. Some newness is going to be remain. And then I'm supposed to utilize both these aspects, means thought and then the vision together. Now, for enjoying just a second, what types of, you know, special efforts we are supposed to do? So first of all, each of us, we are supposed to increase the power of concentration. We'll have to have many more hours of yoga practice, disciplined meditation. Means in the evening for 7 to 7:30 we are seated, so that's disciplined meditation. So that will also help. And here in Madhuban we are enjoying hourly break or silence break. So wherever we would be, but if we continue this practice, that at every hour, if I'm going to enjoy a break, inner break of mine, inner silence of mine, then that also will be helpful. And Amrit Vela has to be powerful, and that is going to be helpful too. And in past, Baba has suggested about three forms exercise, yoga exercise, mental exercise, about five forms exercise, being bodiless. So all these exercises, time to time, if we keep observing or enjoying, then that also is going to be the additional help. Somebody would say, why we are supposed to focus upon just a second? Because yesterday also Baba gave the signal that any time the soul can leave body. And when the soul leaves out from the body, it is the matter of seconds, or just a second. And that is why at that time, this project can be helpful to have Baba's remembrance during our last moments. And not only that, but with the help of this only will be able to offer the wonders of spiritual power to the whole world. And the ultimate benefit it would be that we'll be able to strengthen our electromagnetic field, that is called in spiritual language aura of ours, and through that also we'll be able to serve so many others. And with less time and less efforts, we can have more benefits. And who would not like to enjoy that? So, I think with all these aspects, you know, Baba has offered this experiment or homework to us, that please pay attention upon this aspect. Om Shanti. A lot more exploration can be done in this aspect. So thank you for your presence. But another thing I would like to mention is that those who are interested to get the copy of this project, they can collect from Global Office. And within this, along with this project, there is the list. And it is not just the list. Again, after great churning, this essence has come up. You know, many a times, we are interested to do Baba's service. Each of us, we have got that interest. And for attaining marks, more marks within especially godly service, this subject, it really requires the presence of so many qualities and virtues. Because there is not so much effort, because there is not so much requirement of many more qualities. Well, it's there in the form of the essence, and some can, you know, some opinions they can differ, but this is the general aspect. Okay, for being a yogi, again, we need specific qualities or virtues. And if those qualities and virtues, they are there, then really speaking, I can be the enlightened yogi. Baba gives great importance to each and every subject. And each and every subject, they are going to be examined, or we are going to be judged by three major aspects of all these subjects. Mind, and then speech, and then action. I would be giving great talks about yoga subject, but the yoga itself in my life, it would be nil. Or not at all. So, in action, of yoga subject, I'm not going to get so many marks. Right? And that's why this churning has come up that, you know, how come we can attain more and more marks? So, within the third subject of inculcation of divine virtues, again in that there is the depth that, you know, Brahmin, as a Brahmin, we are supposed to inculcate this specific qualities or virtues. See, tolerance power. It is the Brahmin quality, not the deity quality. Lakshmi would not have to tolerate anything of Narayan or maybe from somebody else. No, not at all. So, that has to be inculcated now. So, we can define like that also. But anyhow, within this third subject also, only specific qualities or virtues, if we focus upon that, we can attain more marks. So, in godly knowledge subject, around, let's say, 8 qualities they are needed or they can be enough. They can be helpful. Whereas within the subject of yoga and inculcation of virtues, we need around 30 specific qualities. But when we talk about godly service, we need more than 40 qualities. Because at that time, literally, we are interacting with so many people. And not only people, but the people who are holding different types of qualities of their own, different types of minus points, or bad habits of their own, bad sanskaras of their own. Not only that, but we are holding the karmic account with those souls. So many aspects they are there. And that is why what happens that we enjoy, generally speaking, 3 of these subjects. But when it comes, the 4th subject, at the time we are really facing great challenges. So, with the help of this list, again, it's not just a list, but each and every single point, it has been kept after being so much thoughtful. You can also pay the attention towards that, and I wish that this aspect is going to be helpful to each of you in your own self-efforts. So, thank you, and Om Shanti.